Welcome you this morning to Community Church St. Lawrence. We are delighted that you are here with us to worship this morning. And welcome to those of you who are joining us online as well. A number of announcements to make you aware of today. First of all, those of you who are on the Prudential Committee, just let you know that you have a meeting right after the service this morning. And then also, looking ahead to this evening, there will not be youth group tonight. Youth group will resume next Sunday evening. But no youth group tonight. Also, this coming week, we have a candidate for the youth pastor position who will be visiting, Derek and Kelly DiGiulio, and they will be in the church here with us at church next Sunday. And then looking ahead a week from this Wednesday, there will be a congregational meeting. That'll be July 15th. That'll be at 7:30. Congregational meeting to consider the DiGiulios possibly joining here at church with Derek serving as youth pastor. So hopefully you'll be able to be here next Sunday and meet them and interact with them. Also, Sunday school. The plan for resuming Sunday school has been pushed back a month right now. The plan is to resume Sunday school on August 2nd. But again, stay tuned in case that were to change again between now and then. Still a couple of service opportunities available. Looking for a pianist, looking for a custodian, and looking for some folks to help with the audio-visual ministry. So if you're interested in any of those things, you can see more details in the bulletin there. And then also you'll notice an announcement of congratulations to Randy and Sandy Sievertson. Their granddaughter, Hallie K. Donnelly, was born on July 2nd. So congratulations to them. Do we have any other announcements this morning? Our call to worship this morning, then, is in Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. Isaiah 12:2 says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation."
Please stand together as we sing one of America's great hymns, America the Beautiful, 572.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Freedom beat across the wilderness. America, America, God mend thine every flaw. Confirm thy soul in self-control, thy liberty in law. That sees beyond the years. Thine alabaster cities gleam, undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Thank you for your singing. Please be seated.
Again, extend a good morning and a greeting to all those who are here worshiping with us, as well as those who are joining us with Facebook or this afternoon with the audio version. This is our opportunity for prayer and praises. I just have some that have come to me. If you've been a part of the Caring Bridge updates from Ron and Susan, you will have seen that Ron has slipped significantly this past week. And his homegoing is going to be very soon. He is confined. He has gone from being mobile to being confined to bed. And then the last 24 hours, 48 hours, his respirations have been increasingly becoming more and more shallow. And so his time is coming soon. Many of the family have headed to Iowa to say goodbye. And so just continue to pray for Susan through this time, the family, as they walk beside, and we know the hope that we have in Christ. But that's the update with Ron. Also, Ruth Ann Marshall, we were able to help her this past week with moving, but because of some of the move and such, she is dealing with some significant sciatic nerve pain, almost immobilizing her. So I know she would appreciate her prayers, along with continued prayer for her boyfriend Brad, as he had the stents put in last week. He seems to be doing well. It's just that post-op and the change of life. And then a personal request from my family. Our daughter Becca, it's been over a month. She woke up one afternoon from a nap and was throwing up, dealing with significant stomach pains. And the throwing up has subsided, but the stomach pains have not, and fatigue, it's been going on for a month. And so that is why she hasn't been here. She hasn't been able to work. But also we're going to be getting into some more significant testing for her. And so we pray that God would bring healing, patience, but also for her own, she's getting tired of being stuck at home. Basically, she's gone just to the doctor. So she's just tired of dealing with this, but we're looking for God to provide answers. So we just ask for prayer for Becca. Are there other prayer requests? Heidi. So the update from Heidi, we've been praying for Uncle Clark, and he did pass away. So we'll pray for the Williams family, as this was not the first loss for that family. And so we know how that is significant. So we will be praying for comfort and peace for them. Any other requests? Terry.
Okay.
So, four or six kids. So if you've heard from the news, there was a man who is missing over by the Owyhee Dam. He jumped in to save one of his children, and he is still missing. And that man works with Val's brother. So we will be praying for them and for that family. Other requests? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we look around our area, we are green, but we also know, as of last night, there are several places in our county and our area that got a significant amount of rain and are dealing with the excess amount of water. Father, I pray for those families that are trying to protect or salvage possessions. We pray for our businesses that have been affected. Just looking up the street, seeing the amount of water around the takeout, and we do pray for the families that are in the flooded areas. We thank you for the ways that you provide for us and that you're never caught by surprise, that you are sovereign. And that doesn't mean that you just sit and observe, but you are active within our lives. Some of the results of these actions of whether it be natural, man-made, our own sin, you are able to work them into your plans. And Father, you're able to watch out and walk with us through them. Father, we know that you are not absent during these times of struggle and tragedy. You're not absent even in our own country as we look at the unrest and the protests, whatever side of the aisle we find ourselves on. Because you have a plan. And Father, we know ultimately you desire for the gospel to be presented around the world, that you have provided a Savior, and you use these events to refine us. For our own failings, you are able to forgive that we may repent and walk on that narrow path again. Father, we know that broad is the way to destruction, narrow is the way to life, and few that find it. We know that ultimately to enter that narrow path, that Jesus is the door. He has told us that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father but through him. And we ask that you would use us as a part of spreading the gospel here in our community, in our families, and around the world. We do lift up the requests of this morning. We continue to pray for Ron and Susan during this time. As it is nearing Ron's homegoing, we thank you for the hope we have in Christ. We pray that you would be with the family as they say goodbye, that Ron would be comfortable in this time, that you would, in their grief, give them hope. Thank you for the secure foundation of Ron's life and the legacy that he leaves, and that we pray it is soon that he will be welcome into your kingdom and he will hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Father, we also lift up other families that are dealing with loss of loved ones, whether it be recent or we have at the anniversaries of homegoings. We thank you for the hope we have in Christ, for the comfort that your Spirit provides. We pray for Heidi's extended family, for the Williams family, that you would be an ever-present help during this time. We thank you for the life and testimony of her Uncle Clark. Father, we lift up Ruth Ann to you, that you would heal her body, that you provide comfort in the pain, that she would find relief as clinics open back up on Monday. Father, I also pray for my daughter, Becca, that you, first and foremost, we ask for healing, but for wisdom for the doctors, for what's going on, that you would encourage her as it has been a long month, and that you would give us wisdom and direction as we seek specialists to maybe help in this situation. Give our doctors and the staff wisdom. Father, we lift up this family and peer as you would be with them as they search for this man. Our prayer would be that he'd be found alive. You know these things. The ultimate sacrifice of one to save another. Father, we lift them up in this time that they would have answers, even if the answer is not what they want, but that you would be helping during this time. Father, we lift up our country. And we thank you for the freedoms that we were able to celebrate yesterday, of the men that stood forward, signed the Declaration of Independence, for the leading you had in their life, as well as the founding of our country. Father, help us to renew again and again our commitment to you, that we also lift up those that protect our freedoms both abroad, but here at home, in the serving in the armed services, but also for our local police, for each one that serves and protects our local communities, our county, our state, and for our first responders. And we thank you for their willingness to heed the call no matter what time it is. Father, we lift up our missionaries to you. We emphasize Ken and Karen Taves and the Ministry of Victory Center. Even though that has switched to online, I pray that you would use the time that Karen invests. And we thank you for the investment they even continue to do in the summer staff that they weren't able to have this year, for the contact they have each week with those young men and women. And we ask for it would reap benefits for your kingdom. But we pray for camp that you would bring alongside them the next camp director, that you would raise up an individual that feels called and senses the ministry that can be had outside of Fort Pierre. Father, we pray for our other missionaries. We think the Romanos that were going to be with us, but because of COVID cannot, we ask that you would give them safety in their travels as they take a vacation. Help them to become recharged and connect with family. For our area, we ask that you would, again, continue to keep us safe and healthy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please stand again if you wish, and as we sing together hymn number 478, Soldiers of Christ Arise.
Soldiers of Christ arise and put your armor strength which God supplies through his eternal Son. Strong in the Lord of hosts and in his mighty power, who in the strength of Jesus trusts is more than conqueror. Stand then in his great might, strength endued, and take to arm you for the fight the panoply of God. From strength to strength go on, wrestle and fight and pray, tread all the powers of darkness down, and win the well-fought day. No unguarded place, no weakness of the soul. Take every virtue, every grace, and fortify the whole. that having all things done and all your conflicts past, ye may or come through Christ alone and stand complete at last. Go ahead and turn over one page if you're using your hymns. 479, Onward Christian Soldiers. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. At the sign of triumph, Satan's host doth flee. On then, Christian soldiers, on to victory. Hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices, loud your anthems raise. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus on before. Like a mighty army moves the Church of God. Brothers, we are treading, saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body we, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity. Onward, Christian soldier, as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Onward then, ye people, join our happy throng. Blend with us your voices in the triumph song. Glory, laud, and honor unto Christ the King. This through countless ages men and angels sing. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Thank you for your singing. Please be seated.